Welcome back, Fong. I'm Calm Professional Female. Today's topic is the immigration examination, what it may involve, why careful preparation matters, and how to approach it with greater confidence and clarity. The phrase immigration examination can refer to several different parts of an immigration process, depending on the country, the type of application, and the applicant's circumstances. It may involve an interview, a review of forms and supporting documents, identity and background checks, a medical examination, or tests connected with language and civic knowledge. For someone pursuing United States naturalization, for example, the process commonly includes an eligibility interview and an assessment of English and United States civics, although exceptions or accommodations may apply in certain situations. Because immigration rules and procedures can change, one of the most useful habits is to separate durable preparation from details that require current official guidance. Durable preparation includes understanding your own application, keeping records organized, practicing clear and truthful answers, and becoming comfortable asking for clarification when you do not understand a question. Current details, such as forms, fees, test versions, appointment requirements, and available exemptions, should always be confirmed through the responsible government agency or a qualified immigration professional. It is also helpful to remember that preparation is not simply memorizing model answers. An examiner may need to verify that the information you provide is accurate and consistent with your application. If language or civics knowledge is being assessed, steady practice often works better than last-minute study. Reading aloud, writing short sentences, answering questions in your own words, and reviewing official study materials can make the experience feel more familiar. Throughout this topic, keep your attention on three practical goals. Know which examination applies to you. Understand what evidence and abilities may be assessed, and prepare in a calm, honest, organized way. This course offers general educational guidance rather than legal advice, so questions about your particular status or eligibility should be directed to an authorized professional. As we begin, consider the most important distinction. Are you preparing merely to remember answers, or to demonstrate that you understand your application and can respond accurately when the examiner asks why those answers are true?